All right, so I got a text here that says, Charlie, it's time to join Elon Musk's party. A ballroom in the White House? Well, my answer to that is, first of all, why not? Why not have a ballroom in the White House? Don't you think it would be great to go to a ball in the White House? But you see, this is what happens when people trust the Democrats. And that's what gets me. I don't understand it. These so-called Republicans out there, the Democrats will say something and they will believe it. Now, I want you to remember that the Democrats, I want you to remember exactly what they're against. They're against secure borders. They're against securing the election. They are against U.S. energy independence. They are against getting tough on crime. They don't want to protect the unborn. They don't want to stop child genital mutilation. They don't want parents to decide for their kids. They don't want school choice. They don't want to defend the Constitution. And they never want to put America first. But for some reason, people will believe everything they say. I personally believe nothing they say. I assume that everything that comes out of a Democrat's mouth is a bald-faced lie. 100%. And I'm going to play for you a clip here. This is Chuck Schumer talking about the new White House ballroom.
Here's even something more confounding. Some breaking news. Just now, the White House announced construction of a $200 million White House ballroom that will begin in September. A $200 million ballroom. Where'd this money come from? Did Congress appropriate it? I don't think so. It's almost like DOGE was never about waste at all.
So where did the money come from? Well, here's your answer.
President Trump and other donors have generously committed to donating the funds necessary to build this approximately $200 million structure.
So it's not taxpayer money. It's President Trump and donors that are kicking in the $200 million for this ballroom. No, where we go? Where is DOGE? All of a sudden, what? Chuck Schumer likes DOGE now? Is that what you're trying to tell me? They lie. Everything they say is a lie. I think it's great that President Trump and other donors have gotten together to do a ballroom. I think that's going to be awesome. President Trump, I would like an invitation to the ballroom, if you don't mind. I do a pretty good waltz. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Yeah, I'm pretty good at that. So, all right, the WORD talk line, 800-905-0989. That's also the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. So basically, the newly declassified documents that we have had prove that Hillary Clinton concocted the Russiagate collusion hoax and that CrowdStrike was to act as the media mouthpiece in the absence of actual evidence. Now, CrowdStrike, you might remember that company. CrowdStrike, when the Democrats were screaming that, oh, the Russians hacked into our database. The Russians hacked into our servers here at the DNC. Oh, woe is us. What are we going to do about it? So then the FBI shows up and they go, wait a minute, FBI's here. We hear that the Russians hacked into your servers. Can we have them? No, you can't have our servers. Well, why not? Because we already gave them to somebody. You're saying that the Russians hacked into your servers and you gave them to somebody. Who did you give them to? I'm sorry, what was it? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Who was that? CrowdStrike. We gave him to CrowdStrike. And CrowdStrike is they're doing the investigation. So we don't need you here. You've got CrowdStrike CEO directly lying to the camera. Let's take you back and let you listen to this for a second.
These days, however, and importantly, he is the chief security officer at CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike is the firm, Sean, correct me if I'm wrong, approached by the FBI, by the government, as a vendor, either once this attack was discovered or in a preventative manner. Either way, tell us what you know about this attack.
Yeah, Brian, we actually were called by the DNC through their counsel when they
You see, Brian Williams tried to make it look like the FBI called him in, but it was the DNC.
That there were some irregularities. They were concerned about potential breach within their environment. We came in, did our typical incident response. We deployed certain pieces of technology that we use to try to get some visibility into the extent, the depth, and breadth of this particular breach. In the course of this, working very closely with the IT staff of the DNC, we were able to identify with a very high degree of confidence a group that we have attributed back to the Russian government.
Russia, Russia, Russia. This is the same CrowdStrike that told us that the DNC servers connected to Seth Rich was hacked by the Russians. But according to these documents, they knew that Russia did not hack the election. Not only this, but he was also the former executive director of the FBI. Everybody was in on it. This was a coup happening right in front of our eyes. Listen to this email. HRC approved Julia's idea about Trump and Russia hackers hampering the elections. In absence of direct evidence, CrowdStrike and Threat Connect will supply the media. When Trump highlighted the fact that they were hidden, CrowdStrike servers in Ukraine, they were hidden CrowdStrike servers in Ukraine. He was literally impeached for it. That's what the call was about. That's what the perfect call was about. When he said, you guys need to be looking into CrowdStrike. That's why Lieutenant Colonel Vindman decided that he knew more about American foreign policy than the president, and they started the impeachment process. You see how this all ties in together? You see how it all goes back to Hillary Clinton? Barack Obama, John Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Loretta Lynch. It all goes back to them. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9, WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.